This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report finds Colorado's nursing homes are at risk for more COVID outbreaks because of a lack of personal protective equipment. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
The report by the public interest group COPER revealed shortages of masks, gowns, gloves, eye protection, and more. Of particular concern were N95 masks, the gold standard for protection. Many nursing homes reported having just a one-week supply or less. Some reported having none. Danny Katz is the group's executive director.
It's maddening to think that we are so far into this pandemic and we're still struggling to get the kinds of critical supplies to some of our most vulnerable populations.
The group also released a guide for families with loved ones in nursing homes or those considering moving into one. It includes questions to ask these facilities about COVID-19 and supplies. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools is shifting third through fifth graders back to remote learning starting on Monday. The change comes as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the city. Students will learn from home through at least Thanksgiving. Middle and high school grades will stay with remote learning until the end of the semester. 37 security screeners at Denver International Airport have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Transportation Security Administration. Two non-screening employees also have the virus. The officer who most recently tested positive last worked on October 19th. Metro Denver and the Front Range have highs today near 50, with temperatures getting warmer toward the weekend. This is CPR News.